Georgia high school football coach fired after holding baptism for 20 players. By Catherine Hamilton on November 17, 2023. A Georgia high school football coach has been fired from coaching after holding a baptism for 20 players on school grounds in October, News 3 reported. Tattnall County High School coach Isaac Farrell had local pastor Gary Few baptize the players on October 23. A video on the team's official Facebook page shows Few baptizing the players one at a time in a large tub of water. Tattnall County High School Superintendent Kristen Waters announced Farrell's firing after the baptism, but claimed his removal from coaching is not related to the baptism service. Based on the outcome of an investigation into an incident that occurred Friday night, November 3, while traveling after the football game, the district decided that it would seek a head football coach that aligned with the best interests of the students, Waters announced. As to any other allegations, the district does not comment during ongoing investigations, the statement continued. Waters said Farrell will be able to keep his separate teaching job at the school, but an investigation into the baptism is ongoing. The school began investigating the baptism service after it received a letter from the nonprofit Freedom from Religion Foundation, FFRF. FFRF, which claims to be a state/church watchdog promoting the constitutional principle of separation of state and church, said it learned of the baptism after being tipped off by a concerned district community member. FFRF claims in an article posted to its website that Farrell was abusing his position and committing a constitutional violation. They also wrote that student athletes have a First Amendment right to be free from religious indoctrination when participating in their public school's athletics program, and said student athletes are especially susceptible to coercion. We write to request that the district investigate this situation and ensure that this school-sponsored religious coercion ends immediately. An attorney for the foundation, Chris Line, wrote to Superintendent Kristen Waters on November 1. All coaches and staff should be instructed regarding their obligations as public school employees. The district must refrain from infusing its football program with religion, and Coach Farrell cannot be allowed to preach to student athletes or allow local pastor to preach to and baptize students, Line continued. Line sent News 3 a statement following Farrell's firing saying, "We are glad they are looming for a new coach who will abide by his constitutional duties. Some parents on the team stuck up for Farrell, a former Georgia Southern football player, and commended him for baptizing their sons," according to the report. One parent, Latifa Johnson, told the outlet she is extremely proud of her son, and that he decided to be baptized of his own accord. "I was extremely proud of him because he made the decision on his own. I didn't have to hold his hand, and he did it because he wanted to," Johnson said. "It was so sweet because you see the boys and they looked like they wanted it," she continued. "You know, like everyone looked excited, from the ones I was able to see. So was cheering, thank you, God. Yes, yes, yes. I was all for it." The baptism video posted to Facebook also received a flurry of supportive comments. "Now that's what I am talking about. Congratulations, young men. You just made the best decision of your lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God." One commenter wrote. "That coach is changing lives. Not just winning games," another said. But not everyone in the comments were as supportive. The coach should be fired and not allowed to coach at a public school again. "Keep your religion out of schools," one user wrote. "Indoctrination at its finest. Public schools are no place for any religious indoctrination," another said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.